From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kenyans voting in a presidential election rerun. Kenyans voted today in the country's second presidential election, although turnout appears to be lower than it was for the August 8th poll, and violent protests have erupted in some opposition strongholds. Security issues have forced voting in several areas to be delayed until Saturday. With more, Jill Craig in Nairobi.
Jacob Maina cast his vote in Dagoretti, an area of Nairobi that is considered a ruling party stronghold.
The people didn't show up like last time.
A poll worker in Nairobi's Mathare slum said that out of 656 registered voters at that location, only about 50 people came to vote between 6 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thursday. She said that during the August election, more than 200 voters cast ballots during the same period. Opposition leader Raila Odinga instructed his supporters to boycott this election after his demands to delay the vote and replace members of the Electoral Commission were turned down. President Uhuru Kenyatta, the winner of the first election, which the Supreme Court nullified, said Thursday that 90% of the country is calm, is peaceful, and is voting. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
One man died from gunshot wounds. Three others were wounded today. U.S. defense officials are briefing the Senate Armed Services Committee on Thursday about the Islamic State ambush attack in Niger earlier this month that killed four American soldiers. Defense Department officials are in the midst of an investigation of the attack that occurred near the Niger-Mali border and took the lives of the four servicemen, all U.S. Special Forces troops, even as details remain murky of how the attack unfolded. This is VOA News. The social media company Twitter on Thursday announced it would block any advertising on its platform from Russia-sponsored news outlets Sputnik and RT. The company, in a statement on its blog, said it took the step as part of its ongoing commitment to help protect the integrity of the user experience on Twitter. Twitter cited a report produced in January by U.S. intelligence agencies that concluded the Russian government attempted to interfere in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont has ruled out the possibility of holding a regional snap election and has asked Parliament to decide how to move forward as the secession crisis from Spain continues. Even in the Catalonian Parliament, feelings are hardly single-minded on this issue. Many are for and many against independence. Fernando Sanchez Costa is a Catalonia Parliament member who wishes to stay with Spain.
And I hope that, because it would be a very important mistake, an historical mistake, if he proclaimed independence. We can lose everything, just because some people want to enter in history and they want to be remembered in the books of history.
While on the other hand, Teresa Valverdú, another Catalonia Parliament member, is for independence.
Right now, it would be easier to say, well, let's stop it. Let's stop it because we don't want people to be hurt and just let's do another thing. And we'll see in some years if everything's different and we can. But I think that people wouldn't accept that. Never. Never. We are now where people has decided us to be.
Earlier Thursday, Puigdemont said the Spanish government will worsen the political crisis over Catalonia region's push for independence if lawmakers go ahead with a threat to revoke its autonomy. In Turkey, eight rights activists were freed from jail near Istanbul by a court early today, among them German national Peter Stoitner.
We feel really happy about what happened. To speak of me, I'm really grateful, and I can say we are really grateful for everybody who supported us legally, diplomatically, and with solidarity.
It's a case that's drawn international condemnation as Turkey cracks down on those suspected of taking part in last year's failed coup. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad and his family have no role in the country's future. Tillerson made the comments after what he called a fruitful discussion with the U.N. envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura. Mistura is expected to reconvene U.N.-sponsored peace talks in the coming weeks in the wake of recent battlefield gains by Assad's Russian-backed forces. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.